Hope you had a great weekend, and thank you for starting a new week with CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. First up, Australia. The country and continent just wrapped up hosting the G20 summit. G20 is short for Group of 20. Its membership includes the biggest advanced and emerging economies in the world. Its delegates represent two-thirds of the world's population and 85% of its gross domestic product. That factors into an agreement made at this year's G20. The thousands of delegates attending pledged to try to improve the global economy. How? By spending money, governments investing in new projects for their countries. The leaders hope to create millions of jobs by doing it, but an agreement is not the same as action, so it remains to be seen if everyone follows through. From the South Pacific, we're moving to Mexico. This is a country that has struggled with corruption in its government, judges, and police. In the city of Iguala, the mayor has been charged as the probable mastermind in the disappearance of 43 students. They joined a political protest and were captured by police on September 26th. No sign of them since. Authorities say police turned them over to a gang that later killed them. Some don't believe it.
In Guerrero, they're known for some of the most explosive demonstrations.
The fire department has just arrived, but guess what? Not only are the cars burning, but the inside of the building is also burning.
All this in support of the search for 43 missing students. Lunging at police. A CNN camera catches protesters taking an officer captive during a tug-of-war over a bridge. He was later released. The protesters are members of a teachers' union from all over the southern Mexican state of Guerrero. When night falls, a stark contrast. Soft-spoken people enjoying time with friends and family. The protesters granted CNN rare access inside their tent city in the main square of Guerrero's capital. They shut down City Hall and moved in days after the 43 students went missing. It's been more than a month. The announcement more than a week ago by Mexico's attorney general that three drug gang members confessed to killing the students only made the protesters more angry. To date, no DNA evidence has been presented. They don't plan to go anywhere until the students are found, even raising their own flag in the city square.